with SRN News. I'm John Scott. A U.S. senator says it was wrong for the Biden White House to pressure Israel into accepting a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton calls the ceasefire
effectively blackmailed by the Biden administration, trying to find anything, any kind of fake feather to put in its cap after 4 years of disastrous foreign policy.
Cotton says Israel likely agreed to the ceasefire to avoid President Biden's threat of a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning Israel. And with Hezbollah on the ropes in southern Lebanon, Cotton says it's hard to see how imposing that ceasefire now
can be deemed as anything other than a objectively pro-Hezbollah position.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump is turning to two officials with experience navigating not only Washington, but the key issues of income taxes and tariffs as he fills out his economic team. Mr. Trump announcing that he's chosen international trade attorney Jameson Greer to be his U.S. trade representative and Kevin Hassett as director of the White House National Economic Council. The U.S. inflation gauge ticked higher last month. Rita Foley with the numbers.
According to the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, consumer prices rose 2.3% in October from a year earlier, the Commerce Department says. That is up from just 2.1% in September, though it is still only modestly above the Fed's 2% target. The report also underscores that Americans' incomes and spending remain healthy, a key reason the economy has kept growing this year, despite those widespread fears of a slowdown. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks remain lower, the Dow dropping 143 points, the Nasdaq composite off 127. This is SRN News. A leading insurance company goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
The next time you call Geico, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal Geico memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. Geico is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Top officials in Arizona have certified the state's election results, including voters' approval of a measure that expands abortion access from the current 15-week limit to the point of fetal viability. Abortion advocates in the state are now setting their sights on other pro-life laws on the books, saying that they are too restrictive. This is SRN News. As rodents feast on New York City's bag garbage, can putting it in bins in the smorgasbord?
New York City is now requiring some residents place their trash bags in garbage bins for pickup on the curb. Earlier this month, people living in residences with less than 10 units were required to use a trash bin with a secure lid. The mandate was the next phase in efforts to bring New York in line with what most major cities in the world have been doing for decades, if not longer. All city businesses were required to comply with the bin requirements earlier this year. Eventually, larger units will have to meet the mandate, which the city believes will help curb the rat problem. Julie Walker, New York.
A better year for cranberries in Massachusetts. This year, farmers projected to produce 2.2 million barrels of cranberries, an increase of 12% over last year. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.